So the question was asked, when Avram sent Ishmael off, how come Avram didn't send him off with something more than a flask of water? So let's review what happened when Avram sent him off. Sarah comes to Avram and tells him, Lo yirash ben ama hazot im beni mitzchak. Garesh et ama hazot bet bina. You have to send off, divorce this maid and her son. Ki lo yirash ben ama hazot im beni mitzchak. For this maid's son will not inherit together with my son Yitzchak. Ve'ilchah hadavar, Avram felt very badly about it. And God appears to Avram and tells him, Shema bekoda. Whatever Sarah tells you, listen to her. Kivi Yitzchak yikarel chazara. For within Isaac will be your seed, will be called your seed. Avram wakes up early in the morning and he listens to Hashem's commandment and sends off Ishmael. Hagar goes off with Ishmael. He places Ishmael on her and she goes off. So this lady who was his partial wife now has a 15-year-old boy on top of her. 15, 16 years old, that's his age then, right? We know he was 13 when he got his circumcision. A year later, Yitzchak was born. And when Yitzchak was 2 years old, when they had the party, then Sarah made the claim. So he was about 15 at the time. So this 15-year-old young man is being placed on Hagar. Makes you wonder why. So one understanding is that he was ill at the time. He couldn't walk. So the child is ill. And they don't wait for him to get better. Just go out into the desert. And that's Avram, who's chesed. And when they go out to the desert, the water finishes from the flask. Couldn't send her with more than one flask. So Avram is such a wealthy person. Kings, he calls kings by their first name, and they're buddy-buddy with Avram. But when he sends off Hagar, after he hadn't wanted to send her off, but God says, you listen to Sarah. So he sends her off, and they end up in the desert without water. How does that happen? So Chazal tell us, Chosech shivto sone vino. If one withholds the rod, if one does not rebuke his child, he will ultimately hate that child. The Midrash says in the beginning of Parshas Bo, the Mechilta in the beginning of Parshas Bo, says this is a reference to Avram and Yishmael. Sometimes a parent is an old man, and finally he gets a child. And he spoils the child. He doesn't rebuke the child. He doesn't educate the child correctly. He doesn't withhold things from the child. Whatever you want, fine. You want it this way, you want it that way, okay. Hey, when you're an older parent, so you have more patience, so you can let the child get away with more things, eventually you're hurting the child. And Chazal say that's what happened with Avram and Ishmael. Avram wasn't tough enough with Ishmael. So Ishmael started going in the ways of idol worship. Here you have Avram, he's teaching the whole world that they're not supposed to be pagans, and within his own house, there's the seed of paganism. There's Ishmael who's starting to worship idols, and that's what Sarah sees. Now, Sarah must have had a very good eye, because she saw what was not visible to the naked eye. It says, Sarah sees that Ishmael was mitzachik. He was making fun. It's very interesting, because if we move forward a few hours, Avram sends them out to the desert. God has said, listen to Sarah. He does. He sends them out to the desert. And when Ishmael is dying of thirst, there's a ruckus in heaven. The angels say, let him die of thirst. If you let him live, then his offsprings will make the Israelites die of thirst. So why have that whole problem? Let him die now of thirst. And God says, no, 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 I'm sending an angel to show them where the well is. So the angels say, "Why? If that's what he's going to do to your children, why are you showing him a well? And God, so to speak, slams his hand on the table and says, tell me, right now, is he righteous or is he sinful? So they say, right now he's righteous. So God says, okay, so help him out. Go show them where the water is. And when the angel comes, the angel tells Hagar that God has judged the child basher husham, as he is at that given moment. And at that given moment, he deserves to live, and so God sent me to show you where there is water. So think about it. He was on a level His mother was on a level. Then in heaven, they say, show them where the well is. He wasn't that bad. He was good enough that in heaven they say, well, show him where the water is. He's not going to die of thirst. We're going to intervene on planet Earth. Something they don't often do in heaven, right? I don't know. When I'm thirsty, angels don't come and tell me, I'm just around the corner, you'll find the well. It doesn't happen. It hasn't happened yet. I don't know. But so far it hasn't happened. So for Hagar and Yishmael, it happens. So that means that on the one hand, Avram, when he sees Yishmael and he says he's a fine boy, Avram sees correctly. On the other hand, when Sarah sees Yishmael and she says he is destructive, he's going to ruin my son Yitzchak, that boy has the seeds of idol worship within him. He's not going in your way, Avram. He shouldn't be in this house now. That's not good for the chinuch of my son Yitzchak. He's not really your son. Your continuation is in Yitzchak. In heaven they say, she's right. Avram, listen to her. So we see this duality. We see the situation is complex. On the one hand, he's not overtly sinful. On the other hand, deep down inside, he's not exactly where he should be. And he's starting down the path that will ultimately lead him to be a pagan. So Avram looks at the child and says, looks good to me. Avram has not been teaching him, educating him correctly. That's what Chazal tell us. On some level, Avram wasn't tough enough with him. On the other hand, Sarah is walking in and telling him, the seeds are wrong in that boy. There's something wrong. The kid is going to ruin my son. It's like, you can't leave them both here. And Avram looks at the child and says, I don't want to send him off. I don't see anything wrong with Yishmael. I don't want to. And God intervenes. God tells Avram, listen to Sarah. You listen to what she's saying. She knows what she's saying. She's a greater prophetess than you are a prophet. You listen to her. So Avram now has a test before him. To his eye, Yishmael is a fine boy. In heaven, Yishmael is a fine boy. Sarah is saying he is not a fine boy. And God tells him, you listen to Sarah. And Avram stands up to the test. And out of his love for his creator, he gets up in the morning. And he looks at the boy that to his eye is perfectly okay. And he recognizes, there's something wrong with you. You are a problem. You are a problem to humanity. Which we see very shortly thereafter. He became a pirate. He became a bandit. He started pirating people in the desert. The second he left Avram's house, everything came out. But at that moment, to Avram's eye and to heaven's eye, he was fine. And nonetheless, Avram took Sarah's word for it. God said, you listen to her. So he did. So now he's faced with two choices. How's he going to send Yishmael off? Does he give Yishmael tremendous financial backing? And then what's Yishmael going to do with all that? He was just told that Yishmael is going to become a pagan, that there's something very rotten at the core of Yishmael. Or does he send Yishmael off and say, hey, you're leaving my house because you're not continuing the path in my home. And if you're of such a destructive nature, I'm not going to give you the wherewithal to destroy further. And Avram opts for the latter. This wasn't easy for Avram. Everyone that comes to his house, he gives them to eat, he gives them to drink, he takes care of them. Here, his own son, God tells him, listen to Sarah. So he does. And he doesn't even see what Sarah sees. From his perspective, Yishmael is fine. From heaven's perspective, Yishmael is fine. But he knows God just told him, listen to Sarah. And Sarah just told him, there's the seed of destruction in that child. You have to get him out of the house. So now Avram, his heart is only doing it because God said so. And Avram knows that if God said so, this must be right. But he doesn't see it. Avram doesn't see what's wrong with Yishmael. But he knows that God and Sarah said there's something wrong. And so Avram does what is most difficult for Avram. He sends them off with only a flask of water and he obeys. He does as he was told. And that is one understanding as to why Avram sent them off with only a flask of water. It wasn't easy on Avram either. Because even on the spiritual level, he didn't see it. The angels didn't see it. In heavens, they didn't rule that that child deserved to die. But God says, listen to Sarah, so he does. And we know the history. We know that she was right.